I wish I could say, yes, we are slowly becoming a world-class police force. Unfortunately, I cannot say that. I think that we are not that far from where we were when Keaton Otis was killed by the police. We still have an extremely aggressive police force. We still have this illusion that somehow the police can kill unarmed people and it be justified. And we've had many, many, many of those situations occur since the death of Keaton Otis. In fact, Christopher Kalonji, his mom, Irene, has been coming to the monthly vigils because it's a place for community, for community members who've experienced police violence to come and heal and be part of a broader community.
And Christopher Kalonji being the 19-year-old who was killed by Clackamas sheriffs just about over a year ago. These vigils have been held once a month on the 12th since June of 2010. And this is a monthly vigil that you've taken over as an organizer since the passing of Keaton Otis's father. Why is it important for you to continue these monthly vigils?
Well, because I made a promise to his dad that we would not forget Keaton Otis and that we would continue on. And I am proud to say not just me, but other community members have stepped up to make sure that this vigil continues. Surge has been a wonderful partner. Asians for Black Lives Matters has been a wonderful partner. And there are folks that just make sure that every month, even if I can't be there, the vigil takes place. And I'm there 99.9% of the time. But when I can't be, I'm comfortable and confident that other people will hold that space. And I think it's important so that the community understands that we don't forget those lives that have been lost too soon, and what the potential that the community had to gain from those young people growing up into adulthood. And so for me, it's something I have to do because it was a promise I made to his dad.
You know, you've mentioned these groups like Surge, the Standing Up for Racial Justice, and Asians for Black Lives here in Portland. Do you see this possible? Is it that change comes through the grassroots?
Oh, it's going to have to come through the grassroots, because what we know is that the Department of Justice is not going to fix what's broken. And especially now with the new leadership, with Sessions being in charge, we also know that police commissioners have not been effective at reducing the violence that police actually display in the community. We also know that when people of color protest peacefully, that the police show up in riot gear on flatbeds ready for a fight, unlike how they show up when white women protest. And so I think there's a heightened awareness that policing is different based on your skin color. So I think that's good news. I think there's a much more public awareness that there's something fundamentally wrong with how we do policing. And so I think that's positive. So I think we're now in a process of building a grassroots support to force policy change at the city council level.
If people are wanting to learn more about Keaton Otis and his case and the group Justice for Keaton Otis, how can people learn more about that?
Yes, they could come to the memorial tomorrow. It will take place at 6 p.m. at Maranatha Church in Northeast Portland at 422 Northeast 12th Avenue. They could also go to Facebook. There is a Justice for Keaton Otis Facebook page that has the police transcript and all the information the community has been able to gather in our investigation of what happened to Keaton Otis. And so I would also say, if you can't make it, we are on the corner of Northeast 6th and Halsey every month on the 12th from 6 to 7 p.m. I think what's heartwarming for me in these vigils is that every month new people show up. People who've just heard the story show up and want to know, what can I do to help? I think that's the legacy of Keaton Otis, is that community members understand what happened to him wasn't fair, it wasn't just, and they want to do something about it.
That was Joanne Hardesty, Portland NAACP president, and host of the KBOO radio show, Voices from the Edge. For the KBOO Evening News, I'm Jenny Yokoyama.